The Norfolk Island Regional Council is likely to fail without a major cash injection from the Australian government. That's the word from one of the council members, Lionel Snell. He told Don Wiseman that it is facing huge debts and could be forced to shut down within weeks.
The Norfolk Island Regional Council, regrettably, Don, is in extreme financial economic difficulties, not only from a financial point of view of money in the bank, but also the economy has been shattered by COVID-19 and the loss of tourism to Norfolk Island, resulting in such a situation that without a bailout from the Australian government within the next 2 months or so, quite substantial bailout, I might say, the Norfolk Island Regional Council will probably have to close its doors.
How much of a debt are we looking at here?
We need at least $7 million to continue functioning. That's the minimum benchmark that's required under our operative agreement under the New South Wales Local Government Act. So we're going to need that, plus probably another $3 million to tide us over. And we would need that. We would need $10 million virtually within the next 6 weeks.
How did you get to such a point?
Regrettably, there have been some poor decisions made in the last 4 years. Things like the upgrading of the Norfolk Island Airport to a standard costing many millions of dollars, principally funded by the Australian government, but some additional costs were imposed on the council of $7 million, and there were other areas where consultancy fees and probably could have been handled better of contracts that we issued, etc. So we thought we could handle all our commitments if tourism had continued. If COVID hadn't come in March, we probably could have. We were going to borrow from one of our internal government business enterprises like the airport operation funded by tourism to cover some of the other outstanding commitments that we had made. Regrettably, revenue from tourism has dropped by well over $1 million a month.
Some of these things, such as the airport upgrade, this was a scheme, wasn't it, that came from the Canberra-appointed administrator. Isn't it the responsibility of Canberra to take care of all of those sorts of costs if they want to do that sort of thing?
With due respect, yes. Canberra, the Commonwealth Government did pay for the majority of the upgrading of the airport, which was necessary to continue international flights into Norfolk Island. It had to be up to a certain standard. And we were warned about this several years ago. And the Australian government approved a loan of $43 million to upgrade the Norfolk Island airport. There were other additional costs that we had to meet, such as biosecurity costs for the importation of the metals, the gravel used for the upgrading, which we didn't want to happen. We wanted them to open a quarry here, and there were other expenses as well. So we were out of pocket. We had to take a loan out against one of our government business enterprises, such as the airport, to cover those costs. And when tourism went down in March, we lost that income, so we couldn't cover the costs of it.
All right. So this money, what indication have you had from Canberra that you'll get it?
Regrettably, none. We've had no strong indication from Canberra at all. Well, we've had no indication from Canberra at all that we will get any financial assistance to cover us over this period. So really, the Norfolk Island Regional Council is hanging by a thread at the very moment, and we possibly could see us closing the doors within the next 2 months, in which case the council will come under receivership and a probable administrator will be appointed and the council itself will be dissolved and it will be under receivership. We're hoping that it doesn't. We're hoping that the Australian government will come to the party and assist us with a financial stimulus package to cover us for the foreseeable future anyway, until tourism picks up again and we're able to continue as normal.
The regional council elections were meant to be held, I think, initially in October or then this month, and they may never happen.
That's correct. We commissioned several months ago the Commonwealth to supply us with reports on the governance situation on Norfolk and also the financial economic viability of the council. And we commissioned that back in July. We were hoping to have the reports in October before the council elections. We never got those reports. We've only just had the final reports issued to us. Those final reports, called the Next Year Report and the Grassroots Connection Governance Report, is quite scathing and have indicated that there have been anomalies and lack of proper planning, both in management control, governance control, and also financial control. And it will depend very much on how the Australian government will react to those two reports.
That was Norfolk Island's councillor, Lyle Snell.